Tractate 20. John 5. 19. Part 2. We have got clear of this question. Mark you that rightly we say the works of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit are inseparable. But as thou understandest it, lo, God made the light, and the Son saw the Father making light, according to thy carnal understanding, who wilt have it that he is less, because he said, the Son cannot of himself do anything, but what he seeth the Father doing. God the Father made light, what other light did the Son make? God the Father made the firmament, the heaven between waters and waters, and the Son saw him, according to thy dull and sluggish understanding. Well, since the Son saw the Father making the firmament, and also said, the Son cannot of himself do anything, but what he seeth the Father doing, then show me the other firmament made by the Son. Hast thou lost the foundation? But they that are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, are brought into a state of peace in Christ, nor do they strive and wander in heresy. Therefore we understand that the light was made by God the Father, but through the Son, that the firmament was made by God the Father, but through the Son. For all things were made through him, and without him was nothing made. Cast out thine understanding, which ought not to be called understanding, but evidently foolishness. God the Father made the world, what other world did the Son make? Show me the Son's world. Whose is this world in which we are? Tell us, by whom made? If thou sayest, by the Son, not by the Father, then thou hast erred from the Father. If thou sayest, by the Father, not by the Son, the Gospel answers thee thus, and the world was made by, through, him, and the world knew him not. Acknowledge him, then, by whom the world was made, and be not among those who knew not him that made the world. Wherefore the works of the Father and of the Son are inseparable. Moreover, this, the Son cannot do anything of himself, would mean the same thing as if he were to say, the Son is not from himself. For if he is a Son, he was begotten, if begotten, he is from him of whom he is begotten. Nevertheless, the Father begot him equal to himself. Nor was aught wanting to him that begot, he who begot a co-eternal required not time to beget, who produced the word of himself, required not a mother to beget by, the Father begetting did not precede the Son in age, so that he should beget a son younger than himself. But perhaps someone may say, that after many ages God begot a son in his old age. Even as the Father is without age, so the Son is without growth, neither has the one grown old nor the other increased, but equal begot equal, eternal begot eternal. How, says someone, has eternal begot eternal? As a temporary flame generates a temporary light. The generating flame is coeval with the light which it generates. The generating flame does not precede in time the generated light, but from the moment the flame begins, from that moment the light begins. Show me flame without light, and I show thee God the Father without Son. Accordingly, the Son cannot do anything of himself, but what he seeth the Father doing, implies, that for the Son to see and to be begotten of the Father, is the same thing. His seeing and his substance are not different, nor are his power and substance different. All that he is of the Father, all that he can is of the Father, because what he can and what he is one thing, and all of the Father. Moreover, he goes on in his own words, and troubles those that understand the matter amiss, in order to recall the erring to a right apprehension of it. After he had said, the Son cannot of himself do anything, but what he seeth the Father doing, test a carnal understanding of the matter should by chance creep in and turn the mind aside, and a man should imagine as it were two mechanics, one a master, the other a learner, attentively observing the master while making, say a chest, so that, As the master made the chest, the learner should make another chest according to the appearance which he looked upon while the master wrought, lest, I say, the carnal mind should frame to itself any such twofold notion in the case of the divine unity. Going on, he saith, for what things soever the Father doth, these same also the Son doth in like manner. It is not, the Father doth some, the Son others like them, but the same in like manner. For he saith not, what things soever the Father doth, the Son also doth others the like, but saith he, what things soever the Father doth, these same also the Son doth in like manner. What things the Father doth, these also the Son doth. The Father made the world, the Son made the world, the Holy Ghost made the world. If three gods, then three worlds. If one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, then one world was made by the Father, through the Son, in the Holy Ghost. Consequently the Son doth those things which also the Father doth, and doth not in a different manner, he both doth these, and doth them in like manner. After he had said, these doth, why did he add, in like manner doth? Lest another distorted understanding or error should spring up in the mind. Thou seest, for instance, a man's work, in man there is mind and body, the mind rules the body, but there is a great difference between body and mind, the body is visible, the mind is invisible, there is a great difference between the power and virtue of the mind and that of any kind of body whatever, be it even a heavenly body. Still the mind rules its own body, and the body doth, and what the mind appears to do, this the body doth also. Thus the body appears to do the same thing that the mind doth, but not in like manner. How doth this same, but not in like manner? The mind frames a word in itself, it commands the tongue, and the tongue produces the word which the mind framed, the mind made, and the tongue made. The Lord of the body made, and the servant made, but that the servant might make, it received of its Lord what to make, and made while the Lord commanded. The same thing was made by both, but was it in like manner? How not in like manner? Says someone. See, the word that my mind formed, remains in me, that which my tongue made, passed through the smitten air, and is not. When thou hast said a word in thy mind, and uttered it by thy tongue, return to thy mind, and see that the word which thou hast made is there still. Has it remained on thy tongue, just as it has in thy mind? What was uttered by the tongue made by sounding, the mind made by thinking, but what the tongue uttered has passed away, what the mind thought remains. Therefore the body made that which the mind made, but not in like manner. For the mind, indeed, made that which the mind may hold, but the tongue made what sounds and strikes the ear through the air. Dost thou chase the syllables, and cause them to remain? Well, not in such manner the Father and the Son, but these same doth, and in like manner doth. If God made heaven that remains, this heaven that remains the Son made. If God the Father made man that is mortal, the same man that is mortal the Son made. What things soever the Father made that endure, these things that endure made also the Son, because in like manner he made, and what things soever the Father made that are temporal, these same things that are temporal made also the Son, because he made not only the same, but also in like manner made. For the Father made by the Son, since by the word the Father made all things. Seek in the Father and Son a separation, thou findest none, no, not if thou hast mounted high, no, not even if thou hast reached something above thy mind. For if thou turnest about among the things which thy wandering mind makes for itself, thou talkest with thine own imaginations, not with the word of God, thine own imaginations deceive thee. Mount also beyond the body, and understand the mind. Mount also beyond the mind, and understand God. Thou reachest not unto God, unless thou hast passed beyond the mind, How much less thou reachest unto God, if thou hast tarried in the flesh? They who think of the flesh, how far are they from understanding what God is, since they would not be there even if they knew the mind? Man recedes far from God when his thoughts are of the flesh, and there is a great difference between flesh and mind, yet a greater between mind and God. If thou art occupied with the mind, thou art in the midway; if thou directest thy attention beneath, there is the body; if above, there is God. Lift thyself up from the body, pass beyond even thyself. For observe what said the psalm, and thou art admonished how God must be thought of. My tears, it saith, were made to me my bread day and night, when it was said to me daily, Where is thy God? As the pagans may say, Behold our gods, where is your God? They indeed show us what is seen, we worship what is not seen. And to whom can we show? To a man who has not sight with which to see? For anyhow, if they see their gods with their eyes, we too have other eyes with which to see our God, for blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Therefore, when he had said that he was troubled, when it was daily said to him, Where is thy God? These things I remembered, saith he, because it is daily said to me, Where is thy God? And as if wishing to lay hold of his God, these things, saith he, I remembered, and poured out my soul above me. Therefore, that I might reach unto my God, of whom it was said to me, Where is thy God? I poured out my soul, not over my flesh, but above me, I transcended myself, that I might reach unto him, for he is above me who made me, none reaches to him but he that passes beyond himself. Consider the body, it is mortal, earthy, weak, corruptible, away with it. Yes, perhaps thou sayest, but the body is temporal. Think then of other bodies, the heavenly, they are greater, better, more magnificent. Look at them, moreover, attentively. They roll from east to west, they stand not, they are seen with the eyes, not only by man, but even by the beast of the field. Pass beyond them too. And how, sayest thou, pass beyond the heavenly bodies, seeing that I walk on the earth? Not in the flesh dost thou pass beyond them, but in the mind. Away with them too, though they shine ever so much, they are bodies, though they glitter from heaven, they are bodies. Come, now that perhaps thou thinkest thou hast not whither to go, after considering all these. And whither am I to go, sayest thou, beyond the heavenly bodies, and what am I to pass beyond with the mind? Hast thou considered all these? I have, sayest thou. By what means hast thou considered them? Let the being that considers appear in person. The being that considers all these, that discriminates, distinguishes, and in a manner weighs them in the balance of wisdom, is really the mind. Doubtless, then, better is the mind with which thou hast contemplated all these things, than these things which thou hast contemplated. This mind, then, is a spirit, not a body. Pass beyond it too. And that thou mayest see whither thou art to pass beyond, compare that mind itself, in the first place, with the flesh. Heaven forbid that thou shouldest deign so to compare it. Compare it with the brightness of the sun, of the moon, and of the stars, the brightness of the mind is greater. Observe, first, the swiftness of the mind, see whether the scintillation of the thinking mind be not more impetuous than the brilliance of the shining sun. With the mind thou seest the sun rising. How slow is its motion compared with thy mind? What the sun is about to do, thou canst think in a trice. It is about to come from the east to the west, tomorrow rises from another quarter. Where thy thought has done this, the sun still lags behind, and thou hast traversed the whole journey. A great thing, therefore, is the mind. But how do I say is? Pass beyond it also. For the mind, notwithstanding it be better than every kind of body, is itself changeable. Now it knows, now knows not, now forgets, now remembers, now wills not, now errs, now is right. Pass therefore beyond all changeableness, not only beyond all that is seen, but also beyond all that changes. For thou hast passed beyond the flesh which is seen, beyond heaven, the sun, moon, and stars, which are seen. Pass, too, beyond all that changes. For when thou hadst done with those things that are seen, and hadst come to thy mind, there thou didst find the changeableness of thy mind. Is God at all changeable? Pass then, beyond even thy mind. Pour out thy soul above thee, that thou mayest reach unto God, of whom it is said to thee, Where is thy God? Do not imagine that thou art to do something beyond a man's ability. The evangelist John himself did this. He soared beyond the flesh, beyond the earth which he trod, beyond the seas which he looked upon, beyond the air in which the fowls fly, beyond the sun, the moon, the stars, beyond all the spirits unseen, beyond his own mind, by the very reason of his rational soul. Soaring beyond all these, pouring out his soul above him, whither did he arrive? What did he see? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. If, therefore, thou seest no separation in the light, why seekest thou a separation in the work? See God, see his Word in hearing to the Word speaking, that the speaker speaks not by syllables, but this his speaking is a shining out in the brightness of wisdom. What is said of the wisdom itself? It is the radiance of eternal light. Observe the radiance of the sun. The sun is in the heaven, and spreads out its brightness over all lands and over all seas, and it is simply a corporal light. If, indeed, thou canst separate the brightness from the sun, then separate the Word from the Father. I am speaking of the sun. One small, slender flame of a lamp, which can be extinguished by one breath, spreads its light over all that lies near it, thou seest the light generated by the flame spread out, thou seest its emission, but not a separation. Understand, then, beloved brethren, that the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost are inseparably united in themselves, that this Trinity is one God, that all the works of the one God are the works of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. All the rest which follows, and which refers to the discourse of our Lord Jesus Christ, now that a discourse is due to you tomorrow also, be present that you may hear.